welcome to episode one of Generally Speaking, the official podcast of the U.S. Army Reserve's 99th Readiness Division. I'm 99th Readiness Division Outreach Chief Sal Ottaviano.
And I'm the division's Deputy Public Affairs Officer, Sean Morris. In this episode, I'll be speaking with Ms. April Millington to discuss the 99th Readiness Division's Yellow Ribbon Program.
And you'll hear the story of a dual military couple who balanced their family and service together.
So get ready as we bring you the premiere episode of Generally Speaking. Ms. April Millington serves as Yellow Ribbon Program Manager for the 99th Readiness Division. April, can you tell us a little bit about the Yellow Ribbon Program?
So the Yellow Ribbon Program, it's a reintegration program for soldiers and their family members. We assist them through all deployment phases, which would be pre-deployment, during deployment, and post-deployment. And what we provide them is necessary tools and information resources covering areas from their health care, education, finances, and legal briefings. The program has been around roughly since 2007. It's supported by Congress, naturally funded by Congress, and we fall under the Secretary of Defense with this program.
Why is the Yellow Ribbon Program important to soldiers?
It's very important because we're reservists. So as reservists are deployed, they're going from being a civilian and performing duty on the weekends to being full-time activated. And it's important for the soldiers to know what their entitlements are, along with the family members and the care and support that their family members will have while the service member is deployed downrange. When a service member comes back from their deployment, the programs that we offer assist the soldier and their family member reintegrate into a state of normalcy as much as they possibly can. I'm very proud of the program that we have. I'm very proud that the 99th were the very first ones to do the virtual platform that has really set the standard for USARC in regards to doing virtual Yellow Ribbon events. And just really proud of also that the USARC, how they view the 99th Yellow Ribbon Program by allowing us to be the relaunch program for Project YES and bringing the kids back into the program.
Due to COVID-19 restrictions, you've shifted to virtual Yellow Ribbon events. How difficult has it been to make that change?
At first, it was a challenge because we are face-to-face event with the soldiers and their family members and our community partners. And just, you know, being connected while the soldiers going downrange or coming back. But COVID just made it very challenging for us. And in the beginning, everyone was basically doing classes online, which was not having the same effect of our face-to-face events or having the families involved by taking online classes. So maybe about a couple of months after COVID had started, we started doing the 99th, and I'm so proud that we were actually the first of the readiness divisions to have a actually full-blown virtual Yellow Ribbon event, be it through MS Teams. And through that event, we broke it up into two days of four-hour blocks of virtual where we're utilizing our cadre speaker, our community partners, and is very interactive. We've had much success with it. Family members are involved with it. And this past one that we had in December, the USARC actually used us as, you know, I guess the startup, you know, platform to bring back the youth, because the youth had been away from our Yellow Ribbon programs for a while. And we brought them back in, partnering up with Project YES. So Project YES was pretty much dealing with the youth from ages 10 up, teaching them resiliency skills, leadership skills. So while the parents were going through the virtual events through MS Teams, the youth was in the platform right along with their parents, but kind of like another breakout room through utilizing Zoom. So again, it was challenging in the beginning, but once we say, hey, you know, I said we have to do more than just these online classes. We started doing virtual events, very interactive, and our numbers of participants have increased since then.
In addition to being an Army civilian, you're also a soldier who has deployed and gone through the Yellow Ribbon program. Can you describe your experiences as a Yellow Ribbon participant?
It's one thing in running it, managing it, but when you're on the side to where you're utilizing the services, it has a greater impact. So I actually deployed out in July 2014, and I went through a pre-deployment event with my parents. They just loved it. There was so much information that they gathered, and at that time, I was at 27 years in service. So sometimes we kind of take things for granted based on what we do and the knowledge that we do share with our own family members. It was great for me to have that experience with my parents because it gave them pretty much, it kind of eased them a little bit while I went into theater back in 2014. While I was downrange, knowing what I do for a civilian, it allowed me also with units that had not done their yellow ribbon or was not even lined up for their post deployment, just kind of reach back to the staff and connect them with those units to ensure those soldiers were being taken care of once they redeploy, with the benefits, with the resources that we present through a yellow ribbon has been very beneficial for my family and for myself. Coming back this time, the Veterans Administration, the Vet Center, really personally has helped me out. And I feel like, you know, with what I received as a soldier, I'm very thankful that we offer this to so many other soldiers as well.
How can unit leadership learn more about the Yellow Ribbon program?
The best method is actually to go to the yellowribbon.mil website. There on that website, it will give them a lot of information about the program. They can actually click on looking for an event, and it will connect them with their region. So, you know, we have four readiness divisions. So if there's a commander from the Northeast, he will click on the Northeast region or the 99th, and then from there, it will refer him to portal manager, Ms. Nisha Chatram, as well as my information being the program manager, is listed on there just as well.
Thank you, Ms. Millington. We now turn to our report on a military couple who has served together, sacrificed together, and are now enjoying their well-earned retirement together.
First Sergeant Yara Lopez and Major Alvin Lopez are both from Puerto Rico. They're married with two boys. They're both military civilians for the 99th Readiness Division, and they both just retired together after long careers as soldiers for the Army Reserve. But if you ask them about any of it, they don't make it complicated. They just keep it simple. They remember how it all started.
We met in the military in Puerto Rico, 1999. I was enlisted. I was a sergeant first class, active duty for a few years, about 6 years, and then I had the opportunity to go back to Puerto Rico and be a recruiter. And she was in the Army Reserves, so that's basically how we met.
We were working together. I thought that he looked good, especially in uniform, right? And so we started working together and sharing stories and talking a lot. And then the spark happened.
At the time, were you thinking, wow, how sweet is this? We're both, you're in your own country and you're serving that way.
Absolutely. It was very nice to be able to join the reserves in our birthplace and be able to serve there as well.
We're actually from the same town, also from Rio Piedras. So our background is pretty similar.
Yara and Alvin are very thankful for all the blessings in their life.
We've been together for a very long time, about 21 years together, 17 years married, and I was an active component, then AGR, and then we were both AGRs, and then I was a reservist for a while, altogether almost 29 years for me, and I've been civil service for the last 11 years.
What do you say about that consistency, having successful careers in the Army in uniform, and also having a successful relationship and marriage together?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I wouldn't change anything because every single step that we took in our lives took us to today. you know, successful careers in both sides, the military and the civilian side, and successful family that we have. I mean, family is the most important thing for both of us, along with our careers. And we had we've been blessed of, having been able to have both kind of balance each other, all three of them, military, civilian career, and family.
Balance is that one of the keys, you think?
Absolutely. You got to keep a balance. One of them cannot be more important than the other, because they all three work together, civilian life, military life, and family. So if you keep in balance all three, I mean, it's pretty good chance that you're going to be successful in all three of them.
We've been together for a long time, and I think that it all came about with a lot of sacrifices throughout the way, you know? Sacrifices on our personal life, but also on the military side. We've been separated many times by the Army, but we always found our way back to be together. We have two children together, and they knew, they were raised and they grew knowing about the possibilities of the Army either separating us and also bringing us back together. So they knew that when they didn't have mom home, eventually she would come home. And when they didn't have their father home, eventually he would come back home. So I think that we were able to balance it we learned to live in that way. So it did come with a lot of sacrifices, but like Alvin said, it brought us to today, and we are very grateful for everything that the Army had offered to us, and also grateful for the experiences and the way that we learned to be successful in life.
That success comes after resolving the tough challenges for their children while in the military.
I think that it's very hard on children at first, but they're very resilient, that they learned to live the Army way as well as we did when we first joined.
After a while, the military life rubs off on the next generation.
We have a 19-year-old in college right now, and he is thinking about joining the military once he attains his bachelor's degree. So he is interested in the Army life, as well as our younger son, who is turning 14 at the end of this month. So I guess they kind of picked up on the Army life, and they are interested in, continuing the Army through our family line.
They have a passion for their work and what they do at the 99th.
I'm very grateful of the 99th Readiness Division. I started working here in 2015, and it's been the best unit I've been in my life, in all my years of service, active component and reserve, almost 29 years of service. This is the best unit I ever been. Has a lot of opportunities. We support the 13 Northeast states and over 42,000 soldiers, and on a daily basis, you know, we feel very proud of serving this whole area here.
On the last day of 2020, New Year's Eve, Yara and Alvin both officially retired at the same time.
And we retired on 31 December of this last year, both together. And at the same time, we didn't have a ceremony because of what we're going through right now with the COVID-19, but we're looking forward to have a good ceremony as soon as we can, and have a good party also, celebrating all these years of service and sacrifices and success.
The time was right for Yara, after 22 years in uniform, to spend more time with family.
I gave the Army, I feel that, everything I could. And now it's my time, our time, to give it back to our sons, give it back to each other, and back to our family. To balance, now try to go enjoy life now that we have weekends off, and less of a commitment. So it's now it's time to enjoy life while we can.
They're looking forward to the good times.
Oh, we have plenty of things to do. We'll enjoy, you know, going on vacation, going to the beach. We have a boat, and enjoying our families and our house and, you know, our lives together. Maybe having some couples vacation as well.
They'll both keep working as civilians for the 99th.
I've been with the 99th since 2010, and I bring that with pride. I think that it's a great opportunity, a great place to work at. And I think that the best thing about it, I would say, is that I have the opportunity of serving the 13 state region. It doesn't limit our service to only one unit or one command. So we can bring our expertise, our knowledge, our experience to a greater area, so to a greater footprint. I will continue in the DHR as the RPAC manager. I believe that I still have a lot to give, and I appreciate and I'm grateful that I have the opportunity to continue to work with soldiers. So yes, I will continue as a civilian.
Family values and a good work ethic can go a long way. That's how Yara and Alvin did it.
Army values are extremely important ever since we started in the military. And we have changed our lives from coming from poverty to what we are today. And but you also need to know when to let go. So let's say, for example, my retirement, we made a family decision that it was the right time, the right moment to finish that and close that chapter and continue on, and then now be just a straight Department of Defense civilian. Being able to help all the soldiers with facilities, personnel actions, equipment, you name it, to support the Army mission on a daily basis.
Thank you for joining us for the latest episode of Generally Speaking. Be sure to follow this program, like this video, and share with your family and friends. We'll see you next time.
Let's go with the hip hop forever.